The Night Wizard in the flesh will now talk about emotions. From the viewpoint of the light side, in terms the dark side can understand. First, we have to agree upon what emotions are, because most people take the word for granted, and they think they know what emotions are. They have names for every emotion they can think of. So let's look at a few and see where this takes us. Love is one emotion, and if you had to rate it on a scale of good and bad, most of you would rate it as a good emotion. And if I asked you to grade it on a scale of light or dark, most of you would rate it as a light emotion. So the concept of light and dark emotions can be viewed in terms of light and dark. And most people can agree this is true. So to be clear, you need to answer this question truthfully. Are you on the light side or the dark side? Hate is another emotion, and most of you would rate it as a bad or dark emotion, and most of you are very reluctant to admit that you have a dark side. But the truth is that we all have light and dark sides. But no matter how good or bad we can be, we always view it as the light side. Unless you personally make an effort to be bad, or want others to view you as bad. It takes more effort to be bad most of the time. Not saying that to goat you into feeling that is true. It's more of an observation on my part, but I find it takes more effort for me to hate someone or something than it does to just not think about it at all. Because once you assign hate to someone or something, you have to keep hating it. And hate is a bad feeling. You cannot help but to feel hate if you hate. So you hate to hate. Which really makes it a feeding frenzy. Since once you catch yourself hating, you hate that you hate. So you hate even more, till it makes you sick inside. It's like cancer of your soul. The darkness creeps in and consumes you. And once you start down this road, there is no turning back. Till you can let go of hate. So it's like a roller coaster ride that you turn into a mass transit. So you get on this bus and ride it wherever it will take you. So this motion is really more like a disease, since it causes you so much dis-ease. That it really does make you sick. Envy is yet another emotion. You can envy someone or something that you love or hate. So envy is an emotion that makes you feel a certain way about something. So to envy something is to say you feel that something someone else has is something you feel that you deserve. Be it good or bad, someone else may have something that you feel you deserve, so you envy them for that. Some can leave it at that, while others will take it to the next step in emotions of this type, which is jealousy. Jealousy is yet another level of emotion caused by envy. It does not need to start out as envy, because some people can make the jump from one emotion to another. You can love someone and become instantly jealous of them for any reason, be it the affection of another person, a raise or a promotion of someone at work, where you feel you deserve the position more than the other person. So you jump from envy right into jealousy, because you put more energy into the feeling. You had to drive it with anger or rage to get to this level. Oh, it starts out as a mild case of self-pity that sours after weeks of resentment, and now you hate this person. Because no matter what started the jealousy, it always goes to a level beyond hatred if you let it. So there are varying degrees of any emotion, and jealousy is no different. So we all have to agree that jealousy is a bad emotion, one that you never want to feel. It drains you just like hate. And if you thought envy was bad, jealousy takes it to a whole new level. So to be real clear about this point, so when I ask you later on what you think about the emotion jealousy, I do not want you to backpedal and make it out to be a good emotion. Emotions are good or bad, light or dark. So on the good side, love is good. It has no hate in it, so it's light. And the dark cannot hide in the light. So love is a way of life. It's how we want to live. So love is live. Only one letter changes the spelling of it. Change the O for I. It's not a play on words. Those words were written that way for a reason. It's not a coincidence. Nor is it a coincidence that bad is evil. And the dark side is evil. Yet evil is live. Fell backwards, and as I said, this was all done for a reason. So that emotions had meanings that could be related in terms of words. A wizard must choose their words wisely, for wisdom is the kingdom of knowledge, and knowledge is the doorway to the truth, and truth is good. So the truth is light, so the light is the truth, and the dark side is a lie. In the Bible, it states that God is the light, with no darkness inside. For the darkness cannot hide in the light. So you think that love is light. So God is love. So you read all the stories in the Bible, and what do you learn? If 95% of all humans on this planet are religious, and by the way, it's a number that I did not make up, you did. I must assume that you have at least heard of the Bible. So to talk about emotions, I must use a book that is known to all of humankind and has not changed much over the years. Otherwise, I would not have a document to compare these emotions with. I do not care how you view these stories, good or bad, light or dark. You have to agree that the words in it have meaning, and those meanings have got to follow the words they use to describe what they are trying to say. For just like a wizard has to choose their words, the church had to choose their words just as careful, so that when people like me read the Bible, we'll understand it. So I ask you now, is the Bible a mistranslation of what they wanted to say? Or did they say what they meant? I will take it that the Bible has been around for thousands of years. So if there was any mistranslations, they would have fixed them by now. So what I have to say comes from the words they used, not the way I translated them. And I want to make that perfectly clear. So later on, you do not take what I have to say about them out of context, which is an emotion that has many names, but normally happens when someone tells you the truth about something and you do not want to hear it. So now answer this question. Is love on the light side and hate, envy, and jealous on the dark side? And like a flip side of a coin, you can go from love to hate or any other emotion in a heartbeat. This is one question and not many wrapped up into one, because you cannot have it both ways. You have to admit to yourself that love and hate are the flip side of a coin, and all the other emotions fit on one side of that coin, depending on how you feel at the time. So you can love someone and be jealous of them, and you can also hate someone and be jealous of them, as can you envy someone you love or hate, and that you can hate someone and then love them, and love someone and now hate them. So we have to be clear, because what I am going to tell you might provoke an emotion that we have not discussed yet. When Moses asked God who he was, God said, I am. So most people assume that is the God of light. Since the Bible also said that God is light with no darkness, then stated that the Dark Lord is called Satan, and Satan lies to you by telling you some of the truth, but not all of it, which is a lie. And God said to Moses, tell them, I am the jealous God. And I do not have to tell you how long he said he would curse all non-believers who did not worship him. Because you only do that if you hate someone. So what God is this? Jealous and hate is dark. So this is the Dark Lord himself, Satan. And the rest of the Bible is based on what Satan said. So other than the one statement about there being two gods in the Bible, the light God with no darkness, and the dark God with no light, the Bible is about the dark side. So those who worship the Bible are worshiping the dark side. And there is no getting around this issue. You cannot make up other emotions to cover this up. Because once you read all the stories in it, you cannot deny that it was Satan. Because who else would demand you sacrifice your children and follow laws that were written to protect the criminals? There is no justification that anyone could ever make to change this fact. So get over it and move on with your life. Bible thumpers always hate me for telling this part of his story. But I must show you what the light is by first showing you what the light is not. So hate me if you want. It will only take a lot of energy. And it will make you sick. So you will try to rationalize the words they use. And reason out that God loved you so much that he only wanted what was good for you. Well, please point that passage in the Bible out to me, because I read it cover to cover and only found pain, suffering, and human sacrifice in it. So if there is anything in the Bible that was good for you, I must have missed it. Or you must have missed the part it told you that Satan would give you half-truths. Meaning, he will tell you what you want to hear. Which is obviously what he did to get a following of 95% of the world. But once you look around, you will know that it's true. Pain, suffering, and human sacrifice is all you know. Those of you who still think they are in the light, please raise your hand. So the whole world will know. Because 95% of you are in the dark, and that is your statistics, not mine. You cannot worship without warships. So war is all you know. And every war ever fought on this planet have been holy wars. And by your own statistics, 95% of all priests in the church are child molesters. So you figure you hit the jackpot when yours was not. As you stand in front of the engraven image that God said not to make him into, you bow down to the Dark Lord and do his bidding, and think that you are in the light. You kill other people for not believing in your God, and you think this God is good. Look around you. Tell me what is good in this world. What good that this God has brought you. And I will prove to you how sick and twisted your views have to become to even think that this is the light side. There are some values that you cannot defend, and murder is one of them. Your own Ten Commandments forbid it, yet your armies do just that in the name of your holy wars, and you do it in God's name. In God we trust, you print on your money, knowing it's the root of all evil. Then you pay your soldiers money to kill your enemies. And you do not even know why they are your enemies. Yet you sacrifice yourself, your loved ones, and even worse, your own children, all for a jealous God whose name is Satan, and there is no denying it, so do not try. You would only be lying to yourself, but you will justify in doing so, for Satan is a liar. You learn from the best liar of all. Do we have your emotions running in circles now? Do you have any emotions about this at all? Remember this, I do not care what you believe, nor does the universe. Now what emotion belongs to the God of Light? Is it love? For those of you who bought into the whole love is the answer thing, well, you will be disappointed to find it's not a light emotion at all. It's a dark side emotion, and one of the darkest emotions ever unleashed on mankind. It is what fueled every war ever waged. You cannot love without hate, and every other emotion is affected by love. So its very nature is self-destructive. It's an emotion that can only serve the dark side. So what are light side emotions? First, you must understand that dark side emotions are all emotions of the flesh, which is what the body is made up of, which you call meat, or me for short, is genetically programmed with emotions. You call it instincts, and all animals have them. So why the human race embraced these evil emotions is beyond me. We have a long way to go before I can even start to talk about emotions on the light side. The reason I just do not blur them out is it would be very blurry, too blurry to see. You do not fully understand what the light is, so how can you understand its emotions? If I tell you it was void of all flesh emotions, you would think it's just like a robot. No feelings, heartless, and emotionless. And you would be farthest from the truth that you can get. There are no words that describe the emotions in the light, for all words you know are in the dark side. So I have to explain them in terms the dark side can understand. So I will try. Unconditional love is a concept only. In reality, very few people can master it. In fact, no one has ever mastered it. Not even a mother's love is unconditional, for it's bound to all other human or flesh emotions, and they always cloud the mind with feelings that do not belong there. So you must move beyond love. Remove all the bindings to the other emotions and detach yourself from the flesh. Clear your mind and let logic take over. Logic is not an emotionless state. We tend to think of logic in terms of a computer. And we tend to think that our brain is a computer, and it has a hard drive-like storage capacity, which is a fool's game to think this way. Our brain does not store memories. Only the GLaDOS does. Our brain is nothing more than a filter. It stores pointers to the GLaDOS, so we can recall memories. And we cross-reference these memories and tie other memories to them. And it becomes a maze of memories, all tied to emotions that have no business being related to. So problems creep in. Post-traumatic shock disorder, or PTSD, is one of many types of cross-linked memory problems that humans experience. So logic is a way to clear the pointers, so you can view memories without all the clutter of emotions. Emotions are a fact of life. As such, those in power got this way by manipulating people's emotions. They control you with your own emotions, which is why the dark side has such a hard time giving them up. They hold on to their false gods, the old ways in which the dark side controlled them. It was all part of the brainwashing. First they control the money, then they control the media. They control every aspect of your life. The teachers, masters, and professors, and everything they taught you was a lie. And emotions being what makes you human was the biggest lie they ever told. Emotions are what make you an animal. Once you let go of the dark side emotions, logic and reasoning will take over, and it will set your soul free. And only then does the grip the dark side has on you start to dissolve. So do not expect this to happen all at once. This is not something that you can learn. You do not need to believe it. In fact, know it or know it not. Those that have a logical mind may not be in the light any more than those with an emotional mind. For if they have a closed mind, they will not see the light, nor do they even know what it is they are seeing. For the light is a physical entity, as is the dark. You have to take your mind to a place where the light can shine in. Let it flood your mind with its energy. Use it to edit your memories, to remove broken and cross links. Then you will be able to think clearly without all the clutter that emotions have caused. There is no magic to seeing light. No special training is required to see it. Most people see it several times a day. Some see it all the time. But most only see it in their dreams. But all people are born into the light and can and do see it. Only they do not understand what they are seeing, for it has no emotions tied to it. It's just a moment of clarity, a peaceful place in our mind where we try to get to in meditation, dreams, or even during sex. We think that religion will get us there, but it only takes us further into the darkness. We think that this form of meditation or the other will get us there, but it does not last. So we have our dreams. The only place where light and dark can exist at the same time. So we dream most of our life away. Love is not the answer. Live is. And live is a word just like other words. It has meaning. And the meaning to live is to live in the light, whereas the opposite is to be evil in the dark. Free will allows you to do both, and freedom is the place you do it in. Step zero has no emotions to speak of, so it's only the steps that I feel we need to talk about them that we will. So in step one, we discussed what the light is not, so you will someday understand what it is in terms of the dark side from the viewpoint of the light side. Each step is designed to take you deeper into a subject so you can get closer to the truth. As such, the lesson is to learn as much as you can from each step, then move on to the next step. You can always review a step, learning more and more about it as you go. For once you finish all the steps, you will learn that you can now review them all over again. Only this time your eyes will be shut and your mind open, and the light will flow through you like the blood in your veins, and free will take you to freedom, and the light will be your only emotion. Once you let go of the dark side, you will become the chosen one. You will now be free to follow both the light and the dark, and know that they are not good and bad, and that you do not have to live in evil or do evil things to live. Free will is the road to freedom. So leave your flesh emotions at the door. Open that door to the light and walk in. Do not care where it takes you, for the light is everywhere in the universe at once. It's not white nor black. It's both matter and antimatter, and it's right in front of your face. All you have to do is open your mind and see it. Let the light set your soul on fire, for the dark side is of the flesh, and the light side is I, the all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipotent I. Humans have both a light side and a dark side, and to be balanced, they must use both sides. But the dark side has taken over and pushed its sheep all the way into the darkness, just so they could control you better, and to get them to do dark deeds with no questions asked. But all humans have free will, but the sheep who follow their leaders blindly do not know they had a choice. They did not know what the light was, so they followed the only thing they did know, which was the dark. So they did evil things in the dark. They allowed their leaders to wage wars for no reason, based on lies only Satan himself could be proud of. The dark side are liable for crimes against this world's people, as well as the world itself. By burning its blood for fuel, they are destroying this planet. And once the earthquakes start, you will know why. The dark side sold you on this treason. Now you have to pay the price. And that price will be a Nova. So the dark side say they do not care. Bring it on. Why else would they do this? But the light side sees the treason for what it is. A crime. Treason. And they ask for justice, but will get none from the just us system the dark side has in place. In fact, there is no justice in the dark, for all laws were written to protect the guilty and to allow them to do crimes that are so evil. You have to know who is in charge. The dark side. Satan himself. So if the people of this planet want justice, they could not go to the courts that are ran by the dark side. In steps to come, we will talk about a system of justice for the light side. You do not have to abandon the dark side. Just let in a little light. Emotions run deep in humans while they are in the dark. And the deeper into the dark they go, the deeper the emotions run. Once you decide to let the light into your life will start to change. You will start having moments of clarity, and the universe will start making sense. And as you start to let go of the darkness, you will see that you are I. And I am the light. And this body you call flesh, well, that's just meat. So take care of it. And know this, to live, you must first decide what reality you want to live in. One full of emotions that run your life, full of rules set down by the dark side so they could control you. Or do you want to be free to think for yourself? For the light side is not a religion, nor is it just another way of looking at life. It's how you live, the reality you live in, and it's how the universe really works. I'm telling you his story so you would know it or know it not. For I do not care what you believe, nor does the universe. So know that emotions can no longer run your life once you let the light in. Darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the Light Wizard.